151551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
You can email as well, todaysor at rt.ie, or find us on Twitter at todaysor. Well, it emerged during the week that Naomh Columkill, GAA club in Newtown, Cunningham and County Donegal were under investigation by the GAA after allowing their pitches to be used for a fundraising event in aid of a local man, Paul Dillon, who has been diagnosed with motor neuron disease. A further statement from Donegal County Board said the club is not currently suspended from all adult competitions, but only because an appeal is underway against the proposed two-month suspension. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Paul and also by Dearina Friel, a club member and former chairperson of Naomh Columkill. Thank you both very much for joining me this morning. Paul, to you first. What's your message, Paul, to the GAA this morning?
Well, my message, Miriam, to the GAA this morning is I just think it's a total disgrace and a shock. We're just I think this ban should just be overturned for the sake of the players and the whole community, like the hard work that they put into all this fundraising for me. Like, it's a total shock to us, my family, you know.
And actually, Paul, you've been involved with Naomh Columkill for such a long time. Do you mind telling people as well, unfortunately, that you've been diagnosed with motor neuron disease and you're still a very young man, Paul?
Yeah. I was involved with Naomh Columkill for about 15 years. I've played with them and I managed underage teams for a long time there. And some of the senior players in that team now that's talking about being banned, I would have coached them under 12s. Like, up. It's just amazing, you know, to see that happening. Them staying together as a team, like, from under 12s. It was just great. And on my motor neuron disease, I'm not too bad at the minute. Like, I'm in good form. Like, good, try to stay positive every day. Just and like when that thing's for the community, it just gives me and the family a whole lift. Like, just no, so well overwhelming. Like, the much effort was put into it through the community. Like I would have done a lot of running as well. I would have been a keen athlete. And there was a 5K done on the fundraiser, like, and 1,300 people turned up for it, like, which was amazing, like, just unbelievable. And there was one fella that I didn't know, and he came over to me, and he said that he had ran in the Dublin Marathon with me 2 years ago, like, it was just, no, he came to the 5K from Dublin, like, so it was just amazing, just.
Go on, Paul.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
And I know, just to explain to our listeners, all these events have been taking place to raise money, because I know you want to adapt your home and stuff to cater for your motor neuron disease. But explain to me, but it's just because that a seven-a-side soccer game, wasn't that it, Paul, was played on the pitch. And that's the reason the suspension is threatened.
Yeah, that's the reason why. You know, just a bunch of lads that I would have run about with all my life just decided to come together and just raise some money. So the home could be made wheelchair accessible, and like the pitch that it was played on, it was a local soccer pitch, like, you know, and the GAA have at least, like, but like it is the parish grounds as well, like, and I just thought, like, just whoever did this, I just hope, you know, that it gets sorted sooner rather than later, if you know what I mean.
Of course. Let me bring it. Dearina, listening to it, and I think a lot of people think, this sounds like madness. Was nothing learned from the Liam Miller debacle? And at this tiny club, the pitch was originally a soccer pitch, and it's being done for such a good cause, to help a man who's been associated with the club for 15 years. It's madness.
It is. Miriam, good morning to you, and to you, Paul. It's a pity we have to talk to each other, Paul, over such an incident. And that, you know, Miriam, I'll just give you a little bit of history to it all. Like, as you know, Paul got devastating news, and our local councillor, Paul Canning, came to the community and put out on the Facebook page that we were going to hold a big meeting and try and get funds raised. And rather than doing something that went on and on and on, we decided we'd accumulate a few different events and get it all put together and put to bed and raise as much as we could for them as quick as possible. Now, there was a big meeting held and we all went into separate groups and that. And as you've alluded to, you know, Paul is a member of the club and was a very diligent member of the club and that, you know, back in 2017, like our senior players won the Donegal and Ulster junior title, which was never done within the county before. And as Paul alluded to, most of that team were the boys he coached at under 12s. Mm-hmm. And that. So when we heard this, we went to that meeting and we said, look, we will offer our facilities to you. Whatever is needed, let us know. So they came back to us and said, look, that Paul was part of, he has part of the club, he had played soccer before and that, so they came up with an idea of they were going to run this kickabout and that, and do, like, I know a lot of people are saying soccer was played, there was a mixture of two sports played that day, so it was, all we did was we facilitated the grounds, as they say, you know, it is part of the community and that. So we opened up the grounds. The ruling that has come down against us is 6.4, that we hosted an unauthorised tournament. Now, we did not host the actual tournament. It was the fundraising committee that came and asked us for the facilities. We don't have anything else in this parish that would allude to such a big turnout of people coming for the safety and health and well-being of people. We offered the facilities and that, and we offered the clubhouse for making tea and sandwiches and that. You know, now we do understand, we have no complaint against the county board for coming. An official complaint was made. They have to follow the procedure.
Do you know who made the complaint, Irina, by the way?
Nobody knows. And to be honest, at this stage, you know, that whoever has made the complaints, you know, they have to live with their decision. We as a parish and as a community, you know, we don't hold begrudges, because at the end of the day, life's too short for that. And Paul will tell you that, you know, when you're facing the battle he's facing and that, you know, you just get on with things and that. But it's just a pity that something that was so good and so bringing, you know, everybody together, you know, has alluded to something like this. But the funny thing about it, Miriam, is the day that this event took place down in the grounds, the Central Council came to a decision and passed that all county grounds will now be open to other events other than just GAA. So it's like one rule for the small man and another rule for the big man. But can I just allude, one thing I just noted, in if anybody wants to read the constitution of the GAA and go to the first page after the index page, it'll tell you in the first 2.5 lines, the Gaelic Association today is an organisation which reaches into every corner of the land and has its root in every Irish parish. So now they're telling us, because we did something for our community, we should be handed a ban and a fine, because we opened the door and said, please come in, we want to be here and help you through a hard time.
Has anyone spoken to Donegal GAA, do we know? I mean, are people saying this is madness? I know it was the GAA Central Competitions Control Committee that said you were breaching the rules, but has anyone just gone to the local GAA and said, surely rules should be allowed slide when this is so well-intentioned? It's raising funds for a man with motion urine disease. He's devoted his added life to the club and the GAA.
Well, this is it. You know, we have put, I know the committee, in fairness, have put in an appeal. And in fairness, people do not realise this has been an ongoing thing, but the committee didn't let it be known to anybody, because when this ruling came down to them, this decision, they automatically appealed it. And this only has come into the public domain within this community over the weekend, because someone had put it out to the press. Now, I know it didn't come from the committee in the club and that, because they are very adamant they didn't want this house into the public domain until it had been adhered to and that. But the problem is that if this hearing is upheld, this ban comes into effect, that it affects all the senior members of our club and all the senior players. Now, it says it will not affect from our under 16 teams all the way down to our under 8 teams. Now, I have come away this morning from our club grounds that we're hosting an Easter camp for our children. Now, if I'm banned after this hearing, I can't be in. All our underage children are affected because our coaches are our senior players and our senior members for our underage. So they have not they haven't really looked at the whole outcome of what their initial thought is towards us as a club.
And
same scenario as the Liam Miller. We knew there was going to be such a big turnout because, as people have been telling you, Paul is such a strong person in this community. He has done so much for the young people. He is the local butcher in the local Kiernan shop and that. And he's so well known. If we had turned away, they had no other facility in this locality to do something that he had strived on for years. He loved his Gaelic. He loved his playing his soccer. So, you know, it could have been easily come and say to us, look, you know, we know what you've done. You shouldn't have gone ahead with something that we
turn a blind eye
for. But look, please don't let this happen again. But maybe a lesson learned, not just for the local person, but for Ulster, for Croke Park, is we need to sit up and realise we are a community that is based from the parish.
Let me bring Paul back in there briefly, Doreen. Mm-hmm. Paul, this is the last thing you need, obviously. I mean, you've been devoted to that club. You love your GAA. You're dealing with motor neuron disease. Are you hoping that common sense will prevail, Paul? Would you appeal to the GAA that common sense will prevail?
Yeah, I just like a bit of common sense that prevails, right, about this. Like, no, I know rules is rules, like, in the GAA, but, like, in situations like this, surely they can slide the rules some way. Like, no, it's just, it's ridiculous, really, like, because, like, when we first heard it, like, me and my wife came out, she said to me, I feel guilty, like, no, two of us, like, no, what she shouldn't be, like, but we knew you were such great community spirit, like Doreena there, who spoke very well there, she's just had it on the nail. She's a great woman too, and just devastating, like, just to get much effort went in from the whole community, like, and further afield as well, like, just to try and help me and my wife in 3 years, like, through this hard time. And, like, as I said to the whoever, like, reported this, I would just like them to come and see how I get through everyday life now at the minute, and maybe they would just change their mind on this thing, like, but...
Well, look, Paul, thank you. We really hope they will change their mind. Hopefully somebody listened, because you said as well, common sense will prevail. Paul Dillon, I hope you're well and you stay well for a very, very long time. Thanks so much for chatting to me this morning, and also to you, Doreena Frail. We'll take a break.